أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون وإن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله وادعوا شهداءكم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين فإن لم تفعلوا ولن تفعلوا فاتقوا النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة أعدت للكافرين O mankind, worship your Rabb who created you and those before you, that you may save yourself. The one who made the earth a carpet for you, and the heavens a canopy, and sent down rains from the sky, and produced therewith fruit for your provisions, then set not rivals with Allah when you know what you are doing is wrong. And if you are in doubt as to the revelation we sent to our servant, then produce a single surah like it, and call on your helpers besides Allah Ta'ala to help you to produce such a thing, if you are truthful. And if you do not do the same, and never will you be able to do the same, then fear the fire whose fuel is man and stone, prepared for the unbelievers. In the previous verses, Allah Ta'ala addressed three groups of people. One were the disbelievers, the other were the believers, and the third were the munafiqeen. Now this is a general address to all mankind. And the command is to worship your Rabb. So it will apply to each category, and it will apply to them according to their status and to their situation. To the unbeliever, then you worship your Rabb, leave out polytheism and leave out your disbelief. To the munafiq, then leave out your duplicity and leave out your hypocrisy, come sincere in your worship. And to the believer that is unmindful, then leave out your negligence, come seek forgiveness and come on the straight path. And the believer that is righteous, then you remain consistent on your path. Don't turn backwards. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا. Then reflect over the creation, look, reflect over His favors and His bounties and His creation. The earth He has made as a carpet that you move around freely with ease, conducting your affairs and your business all on this earth. Then He's made the heaven a canopy, light, rain, etc., produced from this very sky. And then وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. He sent down rain from the skies, producing therewith fruit for your sustenance and for your provision. Now look at and marvel at the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, how He sustained you, how He made the earth as a carpet, manageable and easy to move around conducting your business. And then from this very earth, He's made your sustenance, He's sustained you and sustained the people before you. Thousands of years have passed and all have been eating from this very earth, and the earth is producing and reproducing. So can you see the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? And this producing of vegetation, etc., is not your work. All you do is you just sow the seed after digging the furrows. Then after that, it is Allah Ta'ala's whose work it is, whose handiwork it is to grow the plant. So it is not your work. Then if you examine the rain, then you have no share in the sending of the rain whatsoever. In the plant, you may say that I do dig the furrows and send and plant in the seeds. But with the rain, you feature anywhere. It's none, not at all your handiwork. You have no share in this. It is entirely the work of Allah Ta'ala to take up the vapor and thereafter to purify that water and thereafter to send that water across to whichever part of the world that He wishes, whose work it is. So just marvel, your whole life revolves over this water and this gem of a favor, this jewelry of a favor, and who is it that sends it for you? فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. Now that you've seen that it is all Allah Ta'ala's work, then don't take up rivals, idols, or any other type of God. Don't take these things as rivals with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you know what you are doing is corrupt and wrong. You can see it behind all the screen. Behind the screen is the handiwork of Allah Ta'ala. It is not your idol. It is not your intellect. It is not your influence. It is not your affluence. It is nothing from you that brings about all this. It is purely the handiwork of Allah Ta'ala. Then how do you take up rivals? And if you are in doubt about the revelation we have sent down to our servant, then bring up a single surah like it. And in producing it, you may call all your friends, whoever it may be, all the technology, and anybody that you wish to call, call on all besides Allah Ta'ala if you are truthful. In advance, Allah Pak is telling you that you will never be able to produce it. He is provoking your integrity and your intelligence. The Arabs, when they listen to all this, they put up their defense, they challenge the deen, they challenge Islam, but at no time could they say that we can challenge the Quran Sharif. Here, they were prepared to lay down their lives, the life of their children, their property, their wealth, but all they had to do is produce something similar to the Quran. They couldn't do it. Therefore, their own leaders would say, Nasr ibn Haris, Walid ibn al-Mughira, though they hadn't accepted Islam, but at some point they had to accept that this is the word of Allah Ta'ala. It's a natural word of Allah Ta'ala without any type of adulteration. And Asad ibn Zurara, once he spoke up or spoke out and he said that unnecessarily we had fought with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, broke up ties, engaged in battles and wars, and we had put all types of obstructions in his path, but there wasn't any need for all this. The Quran and the deen is the natural truth. It is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Had we just subjected ourselves to the truth, submitted ourselves and our minds to it, we wouldn't have seen this day of remorse. Of all the great leaders of the kuffar, even Abu Jahl, he confessed at one point. He says, it was just a rivalry between our family and the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Banu Abd al-Munaf. It was just a rivalry. In whichever way these people excelled, we had been equal to them. If it was in showing generosity towards people, then we showed that generosity. If it was any type of publicity, then we were equal in publicity. Now, a person from amongst them, he announces that he is receiving divine revelation from Allah Ta'ala. Now, we cannot challenge him on that cause. So we'll go on opposing him right till the end. But in principle, he also accepted that this is the truth. It was a personal reason why he had opposed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Deen. But otherwise, he saw the truth and he understood that this is the word of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Pak says that you will never do so. And Allah Ta'ala then provokes your integrity that I challenge you that you will never do it. So this is a challenge of Allah Ta'ala that stands today like it stood in the past. So you will never do so. Then use your sense, use your brains. Then why bring destruction to your own future? Guard and look for your own betterment, for your own future. فَاتَّقُ النَّارِ. Otherwise, then that fire will be your abode, whose fuel is man and stone. God give us tawfiq.